This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with the crash of a small plane last night at a mobile home park in Clearwater, Florida. Shortly before the plane went down, the pilot reported an engine failure. Clearwater Fire Chief Scott Ellers.
I can confirm that we have several fatalities, both from the aircraft and within the mobile home.
No word yet on exactly how many people were killed when the small plane went down. An investigation's getting underway. The remains of those three American service members killed in a drone attack in Jordan on Sunday will be returned home to the U.S. today. President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will be there at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Pentagon is signaling a significant response to Iran-backed militias that continue hitting U.S. forces and ships in the Middle East. Previous strikes have not deterred the attacks. Now, after a drone attack killed three American soldiers in Jordan.
At this point, it's time to take away even more capability than we've taken in the past.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have kept up attacks in the Red Sea, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says while some militias claim they're stopping hostilities under fear of retaliation.
I don't think the adversaries are of a one-and-done mindset. And so they have a lot of capability. I have a lot more.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least three people killed in Nairobi, Kenya, when a vehicle loaded with gas exploded. Hundreds more people were injured. The massive fire burned homes and warehouses. The death toll is expected to rise. Here in the U.S., Juneau, Alaska set a new record for January snowfall there, almost 6.5 feet. Much of Alaska's been in a deep freeze. This is AP News. A new poll on how Americans feel about the Israel-Hamas war.
The U.S. is becoming increasingly isolated in its support of Israel, which for 15 weeks has carried out a military campaign in Gaza following the October 7th attack by Hamas in Israel. In a new poll by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research, 33% of Republicans say Israel's military response has gone too far. For independents, it's 52%, and for Democrats, it's 62%. In all, 50% of U.S. adults now believe Israel's military offensive has gone beyond what it should have. And the poll shows that 31% of U.S. adults approve of the Biden administration's handling of the conflict, including 46% of Democrats. Donna Water, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.